Hello, hi, this is Lizzie. Welcome to my brain. if you haven't listened to the last one, I'll just give you a little update. Somebody stole my car. Well, I have another update. Somebody did not steal my car. I was very drunk, apparently. I was very, very drunk, apparently, and I must have moved it in between when I arrived and when I left, because I went back to where I had thought I left it, which was along street parking, and it was not there. First, I thought it was towed. It wasn't towed, so then my mind went to, well, I guess it was stolen. Like, what? But how? Nobody wants that. Nobody wants my car. And, like, I have the only key. And, somebody has to be really smart. Really smart to, fucking jump a car. And it was very unlikely. But I had no other explanation because there was no memory. Literally zero memory of moving my car, of even getting back in my car at all that night. At all. I remembered leaving it unlocked, but that was it. I didn't remember anything else. I didn't remember going back to my car. I don't remember moving it. But I must have, because there was nothing missing. It was not broken at all. I have no idea what happened. And thinking back to that night, I realized there are a few little bits that aren't there, in my memory. Like, the actual walking to the second bar, don't remember that at all. Which would make sense, because I didn't. I drove. Because the place I parked at first and the place I parked at second, the second place was closer to that other one, and I parked it in a parking garage at my work. So it just, I feel dumb. I feel very dumb. I called the cops. I fucking cried for a full day over my art being gone. Like, I was not happy about it. I was distraught, if you will. I'm very, very glad I found it. That's about the only update I have now. I'm very happy I found it. I need to, never do that again. Yeah, that's never happening again. I've decided it. I'm so mad at myself. So, I'll tell you the story of how I found it. And I found it, not even the cops. Thank God the cops did not find it. Like, legitimately thank God, because I had weed, and I had weed out because I was drunk in my car before I left it. So, like, none of it was hidden. None of it. And there were, 10 roaches, which are little, like, the ends of a blunt. That's what people call them. Like, at least 10 of them, just sitting out. I was sloppy. I was so sloppy drunk, apparently. I feel so dumb. I feel really, really fucking dumb. But, thankfully, I'm the one that found it. Cops did not find it. Nobody stole it. It was just missing. And so, I was driving my friend home. I was parked a little higher than I did the day before that, in terms of, like, there's different levels to the parking garage. I was parked up a few levels, and so we were driving down and going around one of the corners, talking about it, my car, and I'm like, I'm never gonna find it. Like, I'm never gonna find it. They're not still in Lancaster. If somebody stole my car, they took it and took it away, yeah? And then I was like, no, we're not saying that. I am manifesting it. We will find my car. That's going to happen. I'm going to find it. We come around the next corner. My fucking car is just parked there. I stop. I'm like, is that my fucking car? Nuh-uh. No, it's not. So I hopped out real quick. Literally left the other car sitting in the middle of the road. Or in the middle of the garage, like, drive area. Oh, so stupid. But, like, oh my god, I was ecstatic. I was like, holy fuck. Nuh-uh. I found it. We found it. Oh my god, thank god. So, very happy for that. Very grateful that I found it. And I was just stupid and nobody actually stole it. Oh, I feel so stupid. And I also don't understand. I just don't understand how I forgot it. Because that has never happened with me. To me, with alcohol. And I've drank a lot. Like, absolutely have drank, like, 5 drinks, 5 to 10 at a time. But typically I pace myself better. And I drink water in between and stuff. I did none of that. And also the bar I went to apparently overpours a little bit for their shots, according to my friend. And I fully agree. I believe it now. Fully believe it. I don't know, it just makes me nervous, because I have never lost my memory, or, like, done anything that stupid, you know, in my memory, at least, but I never bring my car into the city, so I don't know, maybe I am that fucking stupid. Usually, I remember my night very, very clearly, and my friend was asking me about it, and he's like, what do you remember from that night? Seriously, sit down and actually, what do you remember? Do you remember actually walking to the bar? And as I'm, like, thinking about it, I'm like, well, I guess not. I remember being here to here, but I don't know. I don't really remember the walk. And then thinking more back, I'm like, I don't really remember probably the last half hour to an hour of being at the other bar, the first bar we were at. Like, that's kind of fuzzy too. I don't know, I've never lost my memory with drinking. Again though, I mean, it was just, there were so many odd circumstances that night. I barely ate, which is not typical. If I'm drinking, I'm eating all day, 3 meals a day before I go out drinking. I did not. I ate 2 meals and they were very small. Like a parfait for breakfast, which is nothing. There's like barely anything in that. You know, it's not filling. It's not, you're gonna absorb anything. And then I think I had like a sandwich in the afternoon with a few chips or something. Like it just was not enough at all for drinking 4 drinks or 3 drinks in an hour, because I drank probably 2 an hour, but if it's actually 3 an hour, that means by the second hour I had 6 instead of 4, which is, it's just more. It's a lot more than I am usually pacing myself at, because I understand, you know, a shot, and I understand how it reacts to me and how I react to it. And you know, I drink probably 1 drink an hour, usually. Sometimes 2, but that's pushing it. Like, that's usually, like, by 45 minutes I'm finishing the first, I'll start the second in that little 15 minutes and probably take a half hour to drink that. I'm not usually chugging. I'm not usually, you know, but I think I must have been. I think I just, yeah. And then I took a shot before it came, which, like, I didn't need that. Did not need that, because I don't fucking remember. It's just it was rough. That was rough. That whole weekend, last weekend, was not fun. And then I fucking posted on Facebook about it, because I was convinced that somebody fucking stole my car. And so then when I found it, I had to post again. Like, hey guys, sorry, thank you, sorry for worrying everybody, so sorry, so thanks. Thanks guys. Ignore me now, okay, bye. No, everybody was super sweet about it. Nobody's been, you know, calling me stupid for it, even though I do myself. That's fine. I know it. I know I'm stupid for it. I know everybody else is thinking this dumb bitch. I know it, but everybody's been very nice about it. I cannot believe myself. I can't believe myself that that happened. That's just not me. Like, I don't get like that. I don't allow myself to get like that. I have control over myself fully, always. That is not control. Not remembering things means fully out of control. Now, I was with a friend up until the very last bar, and then I went home right after that last bar. But, I asked her, I was like, was I stumbling? Like, what the fuck? Was I, like, super out of it? How? What the hell? I don't understand, because I must have been. Like, if I'm that drunk that I don't remember things, I think I must have been, like, way, way wasted, right? And she's like, well, you were a little drunk. You were talking louder. You were repeating yourself. That's about it. It wasn't like, you weren't stumbling, you weren't falling off your chair or anything. I'm like, I don't get it then. I really don't. But I guess, like, the problem is, like, my brain goes to somebody drugged me a little bit. Not like, I mean, obviously, nobody, you know, followed me and did anything to me. I'm in one piece. I don't feel different. You know, I don't feel like somebody did anything to me. I don't feel violated. I think I would feel something. You know, usually there's a feeling after sex if you, at least for me, I don't have sex that often. So I think I'd know. I think I would. So I don't want to say somebody drugged me, but also the reaction to alcohol was not the same as I've ever had. I don't black out. I don't lose things that much. But this time I lost my headphone and, well, the part of my glasses that's been breaking. And so I broke my glasses a little bit, like the little nose piece off of it. It was already peeling off though, so that is just old glasses. But, anyway, what was I gonna say? Oh, I lost my headphone. I lost my credit card, but I think maybe I just used it at a bar, because I have a charge from a bar, and it's not, like, enough to say, like, oh, somebody stole my credit card and blew, like, fucking 10 shots at this bar. And I lost my bar, like, my card at, like, 9 o'clock. So, like, pretty early on. And, like, I don't know. You know, somebody could have done damage with that. They could have. But it wasn't. It was just $15. So, like, did I go into the bar? I don't remember. I don't remember going in. But also, I got picked up at Yorgo's. Sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I got picked up at this third location. I just said it. Whatever. So, like, it doesn't make sense for me to be picked up at Yorgo's when I could have been picked up right down this, like, one more block down where I originally was. Why would I walk from there to this other bar and then just get picked up there? You know, I probably went inside at that point. If my memory is not there that much, like, I must have went inside, right? Right? I don't know. And I don't like that I don't know. I feel like I can't let it go. I can't think about anything else other than, what the hell don't I remember? If I don't remember something so significant as moving my vehicle, like, around a whole block, into a parking garage, up some flights of cars, parked, walking downstairs, walking over. Like, I don't remember any of that. What else don't I remember? There must be things, right? I don't have any bruises. I don't think I tripped. I don't think, you know, I have no evidence that I harmed myself or was totally dysfunctional. And I remember going to the last bar I remember being at and, like, talking a little bit with the bartenders. I was the first one there, the only one there. So, like, I got the drink, wandered around a little bit, and then asked them. I was like, oh, I'm the first one here, huh? They were like, yeah, we just opened. I was like, sorry. I'm so sorry about that. Okay, I'll be out of here in a minute. Like, I remember saying all that. So, like, that's coherent. But I know I was slurring a little bit. I probably was. I'm sure I was. Ugh. I hate that. That makes me so nervous. I really hate it. That's my update, though. That is my update. It's a good one. At least, you know, I found my car. Everything was in it. Everything's, you know, all evidence points to I moved it, you know. The cop wasn't too mean. He wasn't like, you really wasted my fucking time. Like, he was like, I'm glad you found your car. Okay. All's well. Yeah. Come on down to the station. You can pick up your key. So they had my key just in case they found it, so they would be able to drive it back instead of getting it towed, because then you are charged with the towing and shit. And yeah, I'm glad it was just misplaced. But god, I wonder how many calls they actually get like that. I bet you it's a lot. And the moment they hear, like, I was out drinking, they're like, you just don't remember where you parked then. That's all. I bet you. Which is, the issue is, I do remember where I parked. It's just not where I finally parked. Even in my head, after it, I was like, I should have parked in the parking garage. You know, it's so much safer. Yada, yada, yada. And then there I go, and actually, yeah, no, you did. You did do that. Just next time, remember you did that. Actually, there will not be a next time. There won't. There will never be a next time for that. I will always and forever get a lift into the city. I will not be driving into the city to go drink at all again. I can't do that. That was awful. Like, actually fucking awful. What was I gonna say? Oh, I swore off drinking for a little bit for now. I had 2 drinks yesterday, but, like, binge drinking at all? Yeah, that's not happening for quite a while. If ever. I don't know if I want to, because that terrifies me. Like, that I actually was able to get that drunk. Because I've never, literally never, and thought I couldn't. Frankly, I was like, oh yeah, no, I can't black out. I've never blacked out. I don't understand what people mean by that. That's just, I don't think that's a real thing. I think they're probably just making it up, you know? It's just a way to act out when you usually wouldn't. That's what I've always said and always thought about blacking out. Now I know for a fact that is fully a true thing that can happen. There is no memory there. Literally no memory. Literally no memory. And I can't stress that enough, that, like, I keep trying to think about that night, about leaving the first bar, going to the second. I cannot think about it. There's a major gap in between there. I missed an hour. Like, almost a full hour, I don't remember. Anyway. Anywho. Such is life. Ay, ay, ay. I'm sure it's happened to others. I'm positive. It's just, I don't know. I feel like I have my shit together more than that, you know? Obviously, I don't. Anyway, how's your life? How's it going? Are you doing well? I saw my niece this week a few times. I love her. She's a sweetheart. When I found my car, I was borrowing my parents, so I drove over there to have them drive me, to pick it up and pick what up, you know, take their car back. And my niece, she wanted to go with very, very badly. We told her, no, there's no, you know, we'll be right back. It's not going to take long. You don't have a car seat in the car. It's not, you know, we're not set up to bring you with. And also, you hate your car seat. Honey, you hate your car seat. I know it. I struggle to put you in every single time. You don't like your car seat. You don't want to come. I'm telling you this. I'm sorry. No, you don't. She starts to fake cry. Keeps, like, squinting her eyes open and shut really quick. Like, trying so hard to get some tears out. It was hilarious. She's just whining. Squinting her eyes with it. Looking at me through squinted eyes to see if I'm looking. It was hilarious. I looked at her. I'm like, are you trying to fake cry? You trying to get tears out? I don't see any tears, honey. You're not crying. Stop whining. I love you. We'll be back. Okay, do you want to sit on the chair with Nanny? Those are your options. And it took a minute or so of her pretending to cry and, you know, I kept trying to sit her down. No, up. I'd hold her for another minute. Like, you're not coming with, though. I'm sorry. I'll hold you right now, but you're not coming with. No, you're not. I'm sorry. And so finally, eventually, she stopped doing that little squinting, whining thing. She goes, Nanny. I was like, you want Nanny? Yeah. Okay. She's funny. Oh, she's funny. She was walking the dog the other day. She wanted the handle. She's 2, mind you, so she cannot actually walk our 65 pound dog. Like, that's not happening. But I let her hold the leash and hold the, like, we have one of the retractable leashes, so I let her hold the black part, the end piece, and I just held on to the actual leash, physical leash part. She was funny. Oh, she's funny. Oh. Anywho, what else is going on? The world is still at war. That's great, you know. We did have ceasefire for a little bit. Not we, but Palestinians got some peace for a few days, but quickly right back to bombing, and there's no help. America is doing nothing. America is actively going against doing something, actually, and, like, not voting the proper way, frankly. They absolutely should be voting for a ceasefire, and instead they voted against it. America did. As if we know anything. You know, like, I just really take what the IDF says, and that's fact. But then anybody from Palestine, that's propaganda. Which, like, you know, are you fucking stupid? I bet you they said the same exact thing about Jews. Like, swear to God, I bet you fucking Nazi Germany was the ruler of truth, and, you know, you only could trust what came from official places. All those Jewish people screaming about their family being taken and never brought back, they're lying. They're actually lying, and that's propaganda against Nazis. You know? Like, there's this one creator I watch. H3, Ethan Klein, and he stopped talking about it, thankfully, and I'm, you know, frankly, I'm glad he did. It hurts to not have that show. Like, I enjoyed watching that show, him and Hassan's podcast, The Leftovers. I enjoyed watching it because it is a more condensed version of Hassan's stream. But the amount of emotion that he's putting into it, rather than just seeing people for people, it was too much. He was taking it all very very personal. Like, he was hearing them say, like, you know, Jewish people, and he's like, that's anti-Semitic. And it's like, so can we say Israel? And he's like, well, but Israel is for Jews. That's it. And it's like, dude. And then the one time they were debating, and he literally, like, plugged his ears and went, la, 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 la. And he's like, I'm sorry. That was uncalled for. Like, he did apologize straight after, but still, I was like, really, dude? Like, stop it. Grow up. Don't. Stop it. You really just can't hear anything negative about, like, what you're saying. Like, nobody can say anything negative to you. You can't hear it. You can't be wrong. And it's like, but you're wrong. This guy that actually, you know, looks up news all the time and is in touch with news reporters and shit, like, he knows this shit. You don't need, you know, I'm sorry, but you're stupid. Like, in terms of this, you're not intelligent. You're taking it all just personal. You're hearing Jewish, or you're hearing Israel and you're thinking Jewish. He literally said multiple times that, like, people that are pro-Palestine in this moment, right after October 7th, which is, I'm sorry, but that's the moment you need to be, in my opinion, you know, people that are pro-Palestine are anti-Semitic, is what he said. You know, Palestine wants, quote-unquote, Jewish people to be exterminated, is what he essentially thinks. And it's like, do you not see that actual, like, Israelis are trying to do that to Palestine? Like, IDF is trying to do that to Palestine, actually, though. It's not Palestine against Jews. It's Israeli bombing Palestine constantly. They are trapped. They're not gonna push outside of their walls, because they can't even push inside their walls. You know, they have nowhere to go. They're being pushed even, like, to condense even more than what they already were. They're being told to travel to places, and then along the way they're being bombed. Like, that is not happening in Israel from Hamas, or, you know, because they don't have power. They do not have the power over Israelis, and they never will. Okay, but Palestinians should have power in Palestine. That's it. But they don't, because their government and or their military is considered terrorists. So for him to automatically write off every single person that is pro-Palestine as anti-Jewish, it's like, no. No, Israeli is not Jews. Those are not, you know, two of the same. But Israelis are, you know, they're almost Nazis, basically. Like, no, I just... And he refuses to see that as well, which was shocking. All because his wife was part of the Israeli military. But, like, as he was saying it, it's like, how do you not hear this? What is my fucking uncle doing? He has just walked his car twice now. And just, like, okay, never mind, sorry. He's just doing him. He's doing him. He can't sit down. Anyway. What was I saying? Oh, that he, like, refuses to agree or accept that Israeli is not similar to Nazism. I'm not saying that at all, but the brainwashing of forced military service is that lines up. That lines up with what the Nazis did. The Nazis forced every boy kid to be part of the Reich. I forget what it's called. Nazi youth or something like that. I forget exactly, but there was a name for it, and that was what you went into. Now I don't know if they had, you know, just a set amount of time that they were part of it, or if it was, you know, continued service and that's the only job you could get. Either way, the forced mandatory service, it was an issue. Like, that's an issue that's lacking autonomy. And the fact that Israel has that, and the only option is going to jail and being excommunicated, essentially, from your community, that's lacking autonomy. And that's nationalism. That's not good. That is very similar to Nazism. It's not, and not in their ideals. But kind of. I mean, they're trying to genocide Palestinians, and not because they're Muslim. I mean, I'm not saying that's why, but it's because they've deemed them and their military terrorists because they've been bombed, and so they finally retaliated. The whole shit is wrong. It's just all bad. IDF is wrong. I'm not saying Hamas is right for taking people. It's not. They're not. I mean, that is not okay, but the big but, what else are they supposed to do? Is my point. They have tried to contain their, you know, their reactions, their counteractions, essentially. Their defense, that's what I'm thinking. They have tried to contain their defense to inside Palestine for all these years. I want to say this is the only, I could be wrong, actually. I'm not going to say that. This is the first time in my lifetime where I remember them going outside of their walls of Palestine. You know, Palestine was theirs. They're trying to keep it, essentially, and not let IDF just overrun everything, even though it's happening and people are stealing homes and people are, you know, quote unquote, stealing back land, when it's like, no, you're encroaching on their land and forcing them to be condensed and, you know, secluded to this one area when they should have their borders, you know, but they don't have them, and then they're not allowed to leave, and then they're, you know, they have so many rules, and they've tried to stay in their borders and try to just do, you know, keep their borders, essentially, and it hasn't stuck, and they've been harmed throughout it, essentially. I mean, not essentially, they have been harmed throughout it, and bombed, and gunned down, and their protests have been gunned down, and they're never given peace, you know. There's constantly terrorists running through their houses and fucking them up. but we don't call them terrorists because they're military. What the fuck? What the fuck are they supposed to do? They're not supposed to then go and do that to you too? They're supposed to just continue to try and fight for what's in their lines? No. No. Eventually they will retaliate. And that's what they were hoping for. That's what IDF wanted, to start this. To give them a reason. You know, they were just poking them. And then finally, they blow up and it's like, oh, but I was just poking you. Oh, but you still have this. But we were just poking you. Why'd you react like that? That's not right. We didn't do anything to you. We just poked you. We just killed 100 people. We didn't... Why are you taking 1,000 of ours? What is wrong with you? How dare you? How mean? How terrorists? Like... It's like, dude, what? What? I'm going insane. How is my uncle back already? I'm so confused. What is he doing? He just left. He drove away for like a minute. Drove back. Where did you go? You didn't go anywhere in a minute. Seriously, nowhere. There's nowhere close enough that he could have went and been in and out. So confused. Whatever. Oh my gosh. He stresses me out. Like, the amount of running around he does stresses me out. Anyway, thank you for listening. Sorry for the little rambling at the end. I'm sure it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but maybe it does. Hopefully it does. Hopefully I am making sense and not just dumb. You know, I wonder some days. I wonder. I don't think so. No. I talk to educated people and they don't look at me completely stupid. Anywho. Thank you for listening. I appreciate all of your concern, if you were concerned at all about my car. Thanks. I appreciate it. My one friend, she commented on my second post. My first post was, whoever stole my car, I hope you get coal for Christmas. That was it. That was all I wrote. I wasn't, like, you know, trying to go into too much detail, but people asked, and I did, you know, share my car, and, you know, people were keeping an eye out and stuff. Anyway, so then the next post, like, a couple days later, I go, update on my car. I found it, in parentheses. Also, I might be the one getting coal for Christmas. So sorry. Thanks for all of your concern. My one friend commented, she's like, well, we're creatures of habit. It's understandable. You know, we may think we're so smart, but at the end of the day, we're just meat sacks, and we just, you know, things... We can forget things very, very easily. It's not that hard. Our brain is working very hard to remember a lot of things, and things slip through the cracks, essentially. I'm like, thanks so much. I really appreciate you trying to justify this. However, I should have parked here in the first place, and yeah, there's just no, that's not what happened, but thank you. I really appreciate it. Like, yeah, no, I was actually blackout. That's what happened. It was no... There was no habit that was there that... Oh, well. I just said thank you. I wasn't explaining all that. Not on Facebook, at least. Not outwardly. Oh. Anyway. Glad I have it back. I'm so glad I have it back. And my art. My art was in it, obviously, because it was me. I can't. And it was there multiple days then. You know, just sitting there. Multiple days. Anywho, yeah, thank you for listening. Have a lovely weekend. I didn't even tell you the date. I was trying to do that more, you know, start off with like, hi, today is Saturday, it's December 9th, bright and early. That's what I wanted to start this with, but I'll end it with that. I hope you have a great weekend. Today is Saturday, it's the 9th. December 2023. It's almost coming to an end. Are you ready? Are you guys ready for that? I'm not. Ah, it's the 9th already? No, it's not. I need to get Christmas shopping done, like, immediately. Fuck. Next weekend. I get paid next weekend. I'm doing Christmas shopping. I need to start making lists. Oh my gosh, I didn't shop for anybody yet. Shit. Dude, I have so many people to shop for. And I don't, like... I don't know. I did kind of say I was gonna boycott consumerism this year, but then it's like the kids don't understand it, you know. They're not gonna want some homemade something, and also now I don't feel like I have enough time to homemake for everybody. I don't know. Like, I need to get my nephew something right. No, he just went to fucking Disney. He doesn't need shit. The fuck? Like, literally, you guys don't need any of my money. I'm sorry. And that sounds so greedy, but, like... ugh. I don't know. Yeah, no, it's just greedy, I think. But then again, is that not just, you know... what everybody is conditioned to think, so that we spend money? Am I wrong? All right, I don't know. Thanks for listening. I'm going now. I know I tried to say bye 3 times. I'm my mother. I'm sorry. I am my mother's child. All right, bye. Love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Lizzie. This has been my brain. Thank you for coming on this little ride with me. Okay, bye.